producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big gulp of life. It's the Doug Steff and Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here. We discuss the issues of the day, have some fun with some things. Matter of fact, we started something new on the program called What's Cooking? It's not a new concept. What do you mean, no, I didn't? Yes, I did.
We did not start a new thing on the program called What's Cooking.
Yes, we did. We started something called What's Cooking, What's Cooking is different. That's on the CRN cable network that Jennifer runs with her father. But on this program, Jennifer is doing something called What's Cooking. And we missed a story. If you'd like to, you can go to the Tuesday hour. That would be hour four, probably hour three. I don't know, let me think. Hour four.
Download them all.
Download them all. All right, so anyway, we missed something, Jennifer. The chef at a Vermont hotel, this is especially for you and for Roberta, they have a new special on the menu called Wild About Vermont. And they're serving up in their special all month long black bear, beaver, muskrat, and general roadkill. That's what they're serving at this hotel. The chef is Doug Payne. The Hotel Vermont says that they'll start this weekend with meat donated by Vermont hunters and fishermen, as well as roadkill gathered by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. He said the idea is to get people connected to their local food sources, but also to show the traditions of Vermont. So apparently the tradition in Vermont is to eat roadkill. And I knew that Roberta, who's big on that, would be excited about, because she has never seen something off the road that she wouldn't eat. The meal at this hotel costs $75, so it's not cheap. And they're using some of the money to help conservation efforts at Lake Champlain. Unusual animals include moose, beaver, the aforementioned black bear, and whatever is killed on the roadways. Now, it's coming from the Fish and Wildlife Department. I can't imagine as much fish on the road getting killed.
They oversee all the hunting.
They do, right, okay. The fellow whose director said, so you can choose what you want. We're not going to force anybody to eat muskrat if they don't like it. I've never eaten muskrat. Roberta probably has. What does muskrat taste like?
No, I've never eaten muskrat.
Never eaten muskrat?
Nope. Huh.
Jennifer, have you ever eaten muskrat?
Can't say I have.
No. What happened to Jennifer? Where's she gone?
Jennifer's silent. Jennifer.
She's just gone?
Oh, I've been talking to you this whole time, and I have my mic down.
Gosh. Oh, good, Jennifer. That's right.
You're a radio professional.
Mm-hmm. I had never had muskrat.
No roadkill. And this was all, I was doing an extension of What's Cooking. And this could have been something you, actually, I would think you would bring this to your father on the CRN What's Cooking program. Bring him.
So.
You could probably
I'm sure Mike Horn has done a roadkill segment. There's no way that he hasn't.
Really?
I'm pretty sure no. Mm.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He's too straight. Nah.
He's not that straight, but he wouldn't do roadkill.
Really? Well, he should invite Roberta to come on, and she could talk about all the
roadkill pairing
restaurants.
My neighbor is a hunter,
recipes,
and he has a dog that he takes hunting with him, and he has a rule. When the dog is, because our house is back up to the woods, and when the dog goes chasing a rabbit or a squirrel, he has a rule. Whatever it catches, I must eat.
Really?
Because it would be a shame for the hunting dog to go catch some game and it to go to waste. So the other day, I'm sitting in his garage, and he opens the freezer, and he's got like three squirrels in his freezer.
Ah.
Oh, dear.
And he's like, yep, going to skin them up, cook them. And I was like, tastes like chicken? And he's like, pretty much.
Wow.
But he eats everything. And then, Doug, remember about 10 or 12 years ago, we had a guest on.
Of course I do.
Where these guys took meat. They had a cookbook, and they taught you how to put meat in tinfoil, put that tinfoil on your engine of your car, and how long you needed to drive before that meat would be cooked.
I remember that, yes. Book was called
Car Cooking or Carbecue or something like that.
Terrible.
So you wrap the barbecue.
You wrap the steak in tinfoil, you put it on your air cleaner or your manifold, and you drive for 22 minutes, and it's done medium well.
22 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
Right.
Right. Or something cooking in your car. All right, so here, let's see if this doesn't go a long way toward exciting people.
I'm going to try that, by the way.
The story at DougSteffen.com about this woman in Alabama who woke up in her neighborhood after there were floods, recent rains. The front yard netted a shark for her. Whitney Constantine said the floodwaters last week in the driveway of her mobile home were knee-deep. She woke up and looked outside and saw a shark carcass in her front yard. You can see the picture at DougSteffen.com. So all of this rain, but this is inland, boys and girls. Alabama, there are no sharks in the waters of Alabama. No sharks. But I wonder how this has become a delicacy, hasn't it? The shark, you can find
shark.
They've actually
put restrictions on shark fishing. Yeah. Because the people are cutting their fins off. They're doing all kinds of terrible stuff.
Yeah, right. But I think it is supposed to be, I've never tasted it. At least I don't know that they have, that I have. But I think it's supposed to be some kind of a delicacy, shark. But now, the thing comes, I never really understood
it. Tastes
this.
Like chicken.
Help me understand why you can't.
It tastes like swordfish. It's a meaty fish.
Most of the time.
Shark.
When you you get roadkill or something like this that hasn't been bled,
see, that's the
they
thing.
Say you're not supposed
yeah,
to eat it.
Yeah, you have to eat it.
Not to mention things have been picking at it for the previous day or two.
Yeah, right.
Maggots.
Crows. The name of the book. Right. The name of the book. Name of the book is Manifold Destiny.
Manifold Destiny.
That's the name of the book.
Go buy it.
All right, 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. May I speak with you for a moment or two on your heart health?
Yes,
no.
Please.
I would absolutely like to do that. You don't want me to talk to you about
actually,
it,
Jennifer? Actually, I do. I'm ready.
Okay, well, maybe you can turn your microphone back down again, and then,
no.
And then nobody will remember that you're
no,
there.
No, Dougie.
The number of people in our country who will die today because of cardiovascular disease, 2,200. 2,200 people will die in the United States of America because they have a cardiovascular problem that mostly starts with high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the killer. And it starts because your arteries and veins are constricted. You may have plaque in them. You may, just because you get old, sometimes the arteries and the veins constrict. So if you would like to alleviate that problem or keep you from becoming a statistic like those 2,200 other people, perhaps you could be well served by taking heed of the information that we have about high blood pressure and how to alleviate it. Thanks to our friends at Neogenis Labs who have created Neo 40 capsules and Super Beets. Super Beets. It's a nutritional gold mine full of antioxidants and electrolytes, all kinds of nitrates that help your muscles use oxygen more efficiently. Opens up your arteries, gets the blood moving, and because of that, it decreases your blood pressure. So this is either a way to keep your blood pressure where it is if it's healthy, or to get it down to where it needs to be if it's not good and healthy. You will love doing something good for your circulation, which then is good for your heart, good for all of the organs in your body, your muscles, your brain, everything. And it's amazing because it's sort of a two-step, two-tier process. First of all, you order two boxes of Neo 40, and you take the Neo 40 every morning when you wake up. Instead of having a cup of coffee or whatever else you take to stimulate yourself in the morning, kind of give yourself an awakened shock. Let's go. I got to get myself going. You take one of these capsules that melts in your mouth, absorbs quickly into your system, and gives you the energy that we need because we we start our work on this program early in the morning, so we all need it to sound like we're kind of with it. And then during the course of the day, you may have a lot of activity early in the morning, mid-morning, late morning, and then you have lunch and you slow down again. So, this is the fix to the problem. Take a teaspoon of Super Beats, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and you'll enjoy energy and you'll be able to focus, concentrate for the rest of the day. So, two things together. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and get the benefit of the Neo 40. Here's the deal. You can buy two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. With that, they will send you a 30-day supply of Super Beats. They'll send you the book, which explains how nitric oxide works, some saliva testing scripts, so you know how much nitric oxide is in your system. Free shipping as well. All of this, remember, Neo 40 and Super Beats together, tested, patented, approved, and we all tell you they work. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com. But the fastest way, and maybe you got a question or two, talk to somebody on the other end of the line at 800-655-4183.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
So, the United States government says, up yours to the Chinese. We're going to keep patrolling the South China Sea.
Good.
They're going to, if there's disputed territory, they're going to go at least twice a year. Twice every 3 months around these islands, any or all of them as they want to.
And you can't stop us. Nah, 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 nah. Leave me alone.
Oh, take that.
20, 25, oh, 21
I go around
after.
Around this.
I'm gonna get it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Sonny Bono and Cher Bono, who had fabulous success together as singers and television presenters. Unfortunately, they didn't have the same success in their private lives, but I think it got her started. And I don't know, when he died, did she get any of his money, or she has the royalties anyway?
No, he was married to
Somebody else at the time.
She's the congress. She took over his seat.
Right.
I can't remember.
And then she dated some other congressman after he died. I forget what that was all
right.
But anyway, it gets us off of the focus of husband and wife.
She showed that she still had great love for him, because she was very visibly and...
Cher.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you could see that there was... That happens a lot with couples like that. All right, let's see. So there's Sonny and Cher, then there's Carly Simon and James Taylor. Matter of fact, this is the anniversary of them being married, 1972, November 72. At the time, they were said to be the highest paid couple in the world, next to Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. They lasted together about 10 or 11 years, but they were making lots of dough. Good for them. The Captain and Tennille made a lot of dough when they had their hits and their television show. Now, they just got divorced, I think, a few months ago, didn't they?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. Was it one of them was gay? Do I remember that?
That I don't remember. But you would be a good byline right there.
One of them say, not sure which one, Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
husband and wife singing success stories.
What
a great man.
Would you have my
baby? Right. Good song.
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
It's your love.
What does this do for you, Jin Jin?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, I love Tim and Faith.
What's Is she married to somebody else?
A long time ago. She was married to somebody, but...
They weren't dating while she was...
No. They met on tour, actually.
Oh, is that
Garth
Brooks?
She was his opening act.
Oh, really? Yamanga. Hi. Let's see. Beyonce and Jay-Z, husband and wife, singing couple, have been very successful as well. That's quite enough of that.
I like it.
You do good. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, husband and wife, singing to you. She was more successful, though, than he was, wasn't she?
He was in 98 Degrees, but she just became a mogul. I mean, she has brands and purses. And
but he's doing okay. Doesn't he do television hosting work? And
but you know what he's going to do? Today's, it's election time in Ohio, and he owns pot farms in Ohio.
Huh. Pot farms. Going to sell. Oh, really? Marriage warm. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. What a great song this is. My God, would you crank it up? They're still together?
You'd have to look. I can't remember.
I believe they are. I think they are, Richie, still together. Oh, that's good. We've got a pretty good batting average. At least half of these people are still together.
What do you want?
About, that's the national average, right? About half the people that get married get divorced.
Right.
So,
here's one more for you.
Hi, Curry. What are you doing here? Fancy meeting you.
Nice.
I forgot my keys.
Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Very nice, Richie. Thank you.
No, I love that.
Cold.
That is a good tune. 28 after on Good Day.
It's cold outside.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. By now, you may have heard about the woman in New York City who sued her 8-year-old nephew for $127,000 because of a broken wrist. According to court records, she fell down and broke her wrist when she arrived at the boy's birthday party, and he leaped into her arms to hug her. She says that she was told by an attorney that the best way for her to get money to pay for medical bills would be to sue the boy. Her attorney argues that the 8-year-old was negligent. However, a jury disagreed with that and took just 25 minutes to throw out the case and award the woman nothing. The jury did exactly what it was supposed to do. Judge the child's behavior by how a child of similar age, intelligence, and experience is expected to behave. Let's be fair. The aunt says she loves the child but was simply acting on the advice of a lawyer. My question is this. How did we get to the point where an attorney believes that the best choice in this situation is to sue an 8-year-old boy who is just trying to hug his aunt? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehighestlimit.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. There's a new app that I thought you might be interested in. Matter of fact, we have the story at DougSteffen.com. It is called Duolingo. It's a...
Say what?
Language learning app, Duolingo.
I like it.
The convergence of a crowdfund, Richie. Somebody decided to... come up with, well, they had the idea and they didn't know how to finance making it happen, so they started crowdfunding. I really like crowdfunding. I think it's a fantastic way for businesses to get help from people who kind of understand. You got to have good social media skills, however, in order to make it work. However, this fellow had the idea of being able to show you, his name was Louis Von Ahn. It's a language learning app, in essence, translating English into other languages and vice versa. So he got money from a crowdfund, and now this thing is working far better than he ever expected. 100,000 new users a day are signing up for Duolingo, which, according to the website, gamifies language learning. This is a smartphone app. Company headquartered in Pittsburgh. They are offering now an English proficiency test. My daughter actually talked to me about this. And there are, you pay $20 for it. And it establishes all kinds of connections. It's a four-year-old app. And, you know, in essence, what happens is you sign up for it. And bingo bango, you use the technology, and hello, you learn a language. There certainly are a lot of people that will take advantage of this. What do you mean by what?
I have Google Translate on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm in Colombia, I can say something like, I don't know, well, let's just try it. It's like, good morning and welcome to the Good Day Show.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a la Buen Espectáculo Días.
I like it.
And you're just talking to it, that is, and it very translates cool for you.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, just an app.
So Duolingo is no big deal,
Google,
is he?
Google Translate. I think what they've done with this is they've made it a game, so it's a little bit more engaging and interactive.
Right. Yep.
But if you're stuck and you're traveling somewhere, that Google Translate app, I speak Spanish. Yeah, un poquito. And I can get by. But when you get stuck, I pull this thing out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And smart. It works.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it works very well.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right, so I didn't know there was another one of those, but then I'm not exactly the first guy on the block that's going to have all the new tools,
well,
the bells and whistles.
I think what this guy's done is tried to make it more of a game and interactive and engaging so that it kind of keeps your interest so that you're constantly learning.
All right, thieves in the news.
Thieves in the news.
What'd you do now?
Jeez.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What is that all about?
Meredith
that
called.
Was him.
You stole her heart.
I hope so. She sure stole mine. No, that isn't what we're stealing, Richie. This is a... last week, I don't think we gave due time to this. There was a story about a 95-year-old woman who was heisting jewelry. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She had been a thief all of her life.
Yeah, and they've done like HBO documentaries on her.
Yeah. And she still is stealing. She's still out and about at 95, and she apparently gets away with it, although why would we know about her if she was getting away with it, would be my question, under the circumstances. But
Doris Payne.
Yes.
She's 83 years old.
Oh, right? I thought she was 95. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, no, he was, yeah.
There was another one. Wasn't there a 95-year-old? There were two of them.
Now no, I think about she's 83. Doris Payne.
Oh, all right.
Is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then there's the story about these dumb thieves. A Florida couple have been apparently stealing jewelry and art for quite a long time. They go to Palm Beach. They go up to Jupiter. They go down to Boca. And they've been making a trail around Florida. And so in this circumstance, they went into an art gallery and they stole some jewelry and some other objects of art. What do they call it? En français, objets d'art. How do they do that, Pierre?
Sure, yeah, whatever you say.
Oui,
oui.
Yeah, all right, anyway. So the guest book in front of this gallery, the couple
didn't
left.
Sign it.
Yes, they did.
After they stole all
after
that stuff?
After they stole the jewelry, on their way out, they signed.
They signed the gift.
Good Lord. Jeez. Come on.
That's awesome.
Come on, guys.
I'd like to know what they said in it.
Do you always sign the guest book? When you go to a hotel, for example, or you go to some place that has a guest book, Roberta, do you
usually
always?
Weddings and funerals,
yeah,
right?
Usually, sign? Yes. Yeah,
wedding,
usually
funerals,
I do.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. I usually do.
Mm-hmm. You, Jennifer?
Definitely, yeah.
Mm. How about you, Richie? Do you leave a comment? You can sign, that's one thing, but do you leave a comment?
It depends on the event.
Really?
Weddings, good luck, best wishes, you know, something generic like that. Mm-hmm. Funerals, what are you going to write?
Good luck.
Adios.
Have a nice life.
Yeah, adios. Adios.
Have a good trip. Yeah. We were in we went to a place in, where were we? Down the Cape a couple of weeks ago. Very nice. And we left a nice little note. And Meredith has beautiful penmanship. And so she says, I create the message and she writes it. And so we said it was very nice. The ambiance was very warm and the food was good. And it was just kind of a place that you feel good. So you also feel good about leaving a nice message for them, I think. There are a couple that was both Irish, and they come over here, and this is what they wanted to do. They were involved in the hospitality business in Ireland, and they wanted to come to America. So they bought this bed and breakfast, and they've turned it around, and they did a nice job. So why not pay attention? Why not leave them something good as a result of your stay? Yeah, you can say, well, I paid for it. Isn't that enough? Why not leave a place with people feeling good? I think it goes for almost everything, and I'm guilty of not having done enough of this in my life, but now because I have a focus of, you know, okay, always Meredith always wants people to think the highest and best. So you leave them something that is, or a little gift or something that just makes it feel that you're a little above the average. You're going to go out of your way to say thank you. And that's really all it is. Is it good manners? Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I suppose it is. But it's just carrying one. It's just, if you try, wouldn't the world be a better place if we all tried to just make everybody else feel better about themselves? Some people have it in their system to do it, and some people don't.
I like to do that.
Yeah, of course you do, and you're very good at it. And Roberta, despite all of her bluster and huffing and puffing, is very good at making people feel. She never forgets birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas and that sort of thing. And that takes a special person to remember all of those things. So, my address is 10... You already have my...
Speaking of birthdays.
We got one coming up here.
We do?
Coming.
Really? I didn't know we did have a birthday.
Yes, we do.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 41 past the hour.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day Program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden. The news from Australia. I'm sure that a lot of people have been wondering why we haven't paid any attention to Australia. So here is the big news from Australia. The school system there is making sunglasses compulsory for pupils. There was a time when wearing sunglasses was seen as
pupils, sunglasses,
too cool for school.
I see.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is aimed at protecting eyes from the sun's dangerous ultraviolet rays, which seem to be getting stronger, so they think, in Australia. Is that the case? Do we think that that's happening in America? Do you, how many people wear? Do you wear sunglasses, Richie? How much do you wear?
All the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Out and about.
Yes.
I don't remember seeing you in them, but I don't. We and I haven't
all the time
actually driven or spent much time outside. Jen, you wear sunglasses much?
Yes, all the time. My grandfather has macular degeneration,
when
and
you're
I have.
Driving.
And I'm genetically predisposed. So.
Really?
Yeah. So I always wear them.
All right. Roberta, you wear sunglasses?
All the time. Hmm. All the time. And in fact, I've learned that sunglasses, the amount that you pay is inversely proportional to how quickly you lose them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The more you pay, the quicker you lose them. You go to the dollar store, you buy the dollar sunglasses. You leave them somewhere and somebody runs after you. Miss, sunglasses.
Right. Richie just made a comment. It's interesting because I used to not wear them at all, and then I wore them all the time. Every time I'd get into the truck or the car, I would put sunglasses on and wear them no matter what. Now, of late, I haven't been wearing them as much. I don't wear them in the truck much, and the car that I drive, most of the time...
Hello.
Hello, boo.
Doug Stevens, good day.
Who is it?
See who it is.
Hello.
I'm in the middle of a great story. And
I know.
You're real by telephone.
Doug Stevens, good day. This is Janice. You want to speak with Dougie? Okay, one moment, please. Dougie, you have a phone call on line one.
And who's speaking?
Uh-huh.
Okay, where was I going with... What was I talking about?
Sunglasses. I don't remember.
You know what the best thought... When's the last time you heard a phone ring
like that? Like I know.
75.
Believe it or not, that's my husband's cell phone.
Oh, perfect.
Doug, does that phone just happen to be, by chance, avocado colored?
Avocado.
Yellow.
All right.
All right, everybody, what's your phone ring? What's your phone?
I don't ever have mine on. Mine vibrates and goes ding every once in a
while. Oh, really?
Hold on. Who's the phone ring here on this?
You don't do your phone thing?
That annoys me.
I don't remember.
I have the standard, whatever the standard Apple ring is.
I have different rings for different people. Or I shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah,
I have one different ring for one person and the rest of... There are a couple of different ones I have for Joe and
That's
Meredith.
That's awfully technologically advanced for you.
I didn't really set them. They did.
No.
Well, actually, Meredith did. I didn't set any of them. Here's new rule from Washington and New York. But also, I noticed this has started in Sacramento, Jennifer. Loud people. People asleep. If you're on the bus or a train in Sacramento County, the new rules approved by transportation officials this week ban smelly riders, people who are sleeping, or people who are just noisy.
Good.
The proposal came as Sacramento enjoys a building boom downtown. That was the last time I was in Sacramento.
Smelly riders.
3 or 4 years ago. What a delightful downtown. They have a lot of old, very classy, it's a great old west feel to a lot of Sacramento, from what I remember a couple of years ago. But anyway, the fellow who was in charge of the transit district said that as more people move into our area, they are finding it offensive. They've expanded their network of buses and trains and stuff, public transportation. So now they don't want anybody that is not clean. So if you smell, you'll be asked to get off of the rail cars or the buses. If you snore, if you fall asleep and you snore, you'll be asked to get off the bus. And let's see, what's the other problem? Oh, if you just are making a lot of noise on the bus, you'll be... What was the story about Chris Christie last week? He was riding the quiet car and he was talking.
He was in the quiet car on the train.
It'll never happen. They don't have anybody to enforce it.
Well, they'd have to have somebody on every... They have to have a human being on every car, unless some... You know, the age of video that we're in, Richie, someone might take a video and, it's not beyond the possibilities that there's going to be some... entity or bureau in town hall that says, okay, if you have somebody who's offensive, send us a photo or a video, and through facial recognition, we'll find out who they are, and we'll send them a fine. I don't think that's too far-fetched. Do you? Under the circumstances?
Yes.
You think it's far-fetched?
If you have a license plate attached to your butt, I could see them being able to do that. Otherwise,
no, but now with facial recognition, there are all kinds of things that are being done to. You don't believe that's true?
I'm watching
too much Person of Interest?
Well, there's a story we just saw on the news the other day where the guy who sat right next to a guy who looks exactly like him on an airplane.
Right.
Like, they could have been separated
twins. That's
weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
No.
They're going to tattoo numbers on our foreheads, then they'll do that.
Oh, great. I don't want one on
personal
my
phone. ID.
All right. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have the privilege of serving with Greg Stebbin now from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor. I happened to be in an office, a doctor's office yesterday, and I picked up a copy of Men's Health Magazine, saw the story of the sort of man of the year, a firefighter from someplace who fits into the category of what it takes to be man of the year from men's health point of view. Looked pretty healthy. Looked like a guy that was focused on being healthy, and that's not just your physical well-being. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with it. And so I think it's a good connection to have because there's such a varied amount of interest that is served by men's health, including technology. And Greg sees to it that the information that's there is as updated as possible, as he does here most every day. I'm happy to have him along. We'll talk about the Google X. Ooh. Situation. Actually, there are a number of things that have befuddled me with my own technology. I think I told you, you weren't on Friday. On Friday, all of my entire computer complex that I have in my studio in Santa Monica was melted, done, finished, cooked.
Oh, nice.
So I have the people that monitor I have the same people doing my technology repair. They do it remotely. And so the fellow who takes care of it went in there and he cleaned up everything and it was working marvelously, better than I can remember working for a long time. And so I come home, turn on all of my stuff here, and nothing works on the farm in the studio I have here. So I just want to with the technology. Anyway, I guess we all face that from time to time. Maybe it's just that I'm a magnet for that sort of stuff.
Maybe you have magnets in your body that are messing with these signals.
Wow, I never thought about that.
It's a conspiracy.
It may be. All right, let's focus on wireless carriers for a moment. Not all wireless carriers actually are built equally. T-Mobile, the Un-carrier, is at it again with the idea that you, not the carrier, should be able to have coverage where you want and need it most. Here's some information on that to think about from Brian Osich.
T-Mobile built up their national 4G LTE coverage and are now going even further with the new 4G LTE cell spot, giving customers the ability to use their devices even where there is no wireless signal. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger.
When unveiling the first 4G LTE cell spot, your very own mini tower, it creates a beautiful 4G LTE signal that stretches for 3,000 square feet. All you need is power and an internet connection wherever T-Mobile has spectrum, and these days, that's nearly every mile of the U.S.
T-Mobile also announced they now cover 300 million Americans with their 4G LTE network. The 4G LTE cell spot builds on that coverage.
It's totally free to Simple Choice customers. Just a $25 deposit, and any person, family, or business can walk out with their own tower. We put the power in your hands.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com. That's Technology Now from T-Mobile.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, so here's this Smart Sheriff, a South Korean-developed app that is aimed at keeping children safe from online pornography and other problems that you get by being on in the cyberspace, as it will. Sloppy security put the personal details of hundreds of thousands of children at risk, so the whole thing blew up in their face. But isn't this a good idea in and of itself? Somebody's got to be able to come up with an app like this that will be clean. Greg, wouldn't you think?
No.
No.
Do I think it's a great idea? Yes. Do I think it's easy or even possible to do effectively? I'm not sure. I mean, one of the most effective apps for protecting kids from things like online predators and online pornography is a parent.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
I mean, and I don't mean to be cynical about it, but if you put all your trust in an app, first of all, who made the app? You want to go see who made the app. How often are they updating the app? How well are they securing your information? And it's never going to be 100% safe. So you may be actually weakening your protection on your child by depending on an app simply because now you think it's taken care of and it really isn't. But if you're talking with your children and monitoring your children and doing things like that, that can be much more effective. There are tools you can use to block things, but they will never be 100% effective.
Wow. Gee, thank you for that information. I was hoping you had some magic.
A lot of people want magic, and there's no magic. Stuff that mostly works.
Greg Stebbin works all the time when he's here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.